the best protection to your to your oneself. the best way of benefiting to oneself. greatest benefit to oneself, you see. that is to say, when you practice bodhicitta in the daily life, when your attitude becomes bodhicitta, it's transformed to bodhicitta. There is a simple example that living the life, whatever you're doing, or whatever style of job you're doing, whatever lifestyle you're living, but living the life with the attitude, you see, oneself as a servant, oneself is regarding oneself as a servant to, you know, obtain happiness to other sentient beings. Oneself servant to obtain happiness to other sentient beings. who is the most precious being? I said, precious, most kind, most precious. That I receive all my past happiness, present, future, all happiness. Then ultimate happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything I receive. By knowing that, without understanding, then the most precious. most precious. then zillion trillions of dollars or pounds. The mountains of gold, diamond, or this size of earth, gold, diamond, like that. being, person or this animal or whatever, whichever type, that more precious, no question about gold, diamond, mountains of diamond, gold, or size of this earth, gold, diamond, no question. Even most precious among the material possessions, most precious one, the uncomparable, most precious one, that is a rich crown and jewel. Like those past, in the past, the Wilton kings or the Bodhisattvas, those who have a merit. That's similar to have $1 zillion. You have to have good karma, merit, preliminary. You see, you have to have merit, that much merit to have $1 zillion. So, in a sense, to have $1,000, $100, you have to have the cost, the merit as preliminary. So, $1 billion, you have to have that much more merit. So, similar here. And those who have merit to find which grand jewel under the ocean, you see, then those who have merit been able to find. So by cleaning three ways, all the dust and the and then bad smell, all the things, clinging to your waist, and then you put her on the 15th, with the full moon night, you see the talking about the Tibetan 15th, that day, you put on the top of the, you put on top of the banner which is on the top of the roof. Then you, whatever you pray, say, whatever you pray, you receive. You receive all the needs, all the material needs, you know, enjoyments. So it can materialize by your karma, by person's karma. Someone's married, then it's the power of that material. So it gets materialized, you see. So that. So even not just one, even numberless like this, fill the whole sky. Now that now that much wealth, and this one sentient being, you know, whether it's a person or animal or whatever other type of being. So this, you see, more precious than no question but billions of dollars, even the wish grand jewel where you get everything, material enjoyments, you see, fill the whole sky. So with that much wealth, even you own that much wish grand jewel, fill the whole sky, you with that alone, you cannot, that can't help, you see, can't stop your rebirth in the lower realm, reincarnated hell, hungry animal, cannot stop. And but even you own that much, with that alone, you can't get higher rebirth. You cannot achieve liberation from samsara just by possessing that many scars of which grand jewels. And if you own that many, you see, which grand jewel fill the whole sky, you can't achieve enlightenment. Seize all the gross, subtle mysteries of mind, defilements, and complete all qualities. Mr. Omniscient mind can't achieve, you see, from this, just even you possess that much, just from this, you see. So, but with this sentient being, with this person, you see, that I'm saying, you can achieve by practicing morality. See that on the basis of this sentient being, say, you know, you make a vow to not kill, you see, to not steal, say. You know, such a conduct, so forth. So, by making a vow to not harm, you see, then, you see, you take a vow, you see, on the basis of objects and beings, so to say, includes, on the basis of the object, sentient beings, you see, that means all the sentient beings. when we take a vow, you see, lay vow, those five lay vows, or, you know, in a number that we take. However, on the object, sentient being, I'm not going to harm, I'm not going to killing, stealing, you know, something like that, this, you see, ten last word. So we made a vow on the object of sentient being. So here, you practice morality, you see, the sentient being helps you. You see, by kind of this person, you have to practice morality, and you don't get upon the lower realm, you get a higher birth. You see, so the so whereas we tell me, the sky is filled with which ground jewel you can't. So so there's a did not practice morality, you know. Even you practice charity, but did not practice morality or break the morality, and then you experience in naka, an animal like that. You see, get born naka, the animal beings, with that, so, you know, naka, who is wild, you see. animals, but, so you don't get a human, but. So anyway, achieving liberation. So you achieve liberation from, achieve total liberation, cessation of all the suffering, rebirth, all these sickness and death, suffering of pain, suffering of change, pervasive compound, the temporal samsara pleasure, suffering change, pervasive compounding suffering, basis of the two previous sufferings. So cessation of all these sufferings, cause, delusion, karma, you see, everything. the ultimate, the everlasting happiness, you know. Once you achieve this, never decrease, never, you know, forever, you abide in this blissful state of peace. So you achieve this total liberation, you see, I can, by divine kindness from them, you see. And then the cause, you see, again, morality, you know, higher training of morality, then the concentration, you see, perfect meditation, the samadha, then great insight, higher training of the wisdom, great insight. So like that. So again, here, so you see, all that basis is the higher training of morality. So morality, when you think, you see, as I mentioned before, same. On the basis of objects sent to me, then you take a vow to not harm its truly morality, you see. So again, so the liberation, the middle of the path, and the foundation, this, everything, by kind of sent to me, this sent to me, you receive, you see. So the whole sky filled with which ground jewel can't. So here, you see, extremely unbelievable precious, is more precious than a sky filled with ujjalan jewels. Then, you see, on the jewel, you cannot generate compassion. There's no mind. Ujjalan jewel, the $1 billion, doesn't have mind. So there's no suffering. So you can't generate compassion on that. There's no opportunity to generate compassion on the $1 billion or the, you know, sky filled with which grand jewel. But here, this person, this sentient being, you see, obscured mind is suffering, so you can develop compassion. It's an opportunity to develop compassion. See, you see, and then from that, then you see, bodhicitta. You see, gives opportunity to have realization bodhicitta, you know. Then you enter minor path, the five paths to enlightenment, and then 10 bhumis, all that. So it's a path of incredible qualities, then the ten bhumis. By achieving the first bhumi, there's 11 things you can, qualities to do. So I remember the whole thing. So they, that able to explain on the first bhumi, who achieved the rising path, you know, the third iron path, then achieved first bhumi, that can say, or explain hundreds of different teachings can give to sentient beings, then able to say, go to pure land Buddha, hundreds of different pure land, so you can go And you can do 100 different meditations. And so, so maybe, I think I don't remember my better memory. So it's maybe, so maybe just, I just briefly mention. So maybe, those who have studied you know, Madhyamika, and see that in the commentary there is the bhumis, the qualities, and how you achieve all those. So they're able to see the first bhumi, the meditator is the first bhumi, the Bodhisattva who is the first bhumi, able to see hundreds of Buddhas. Received the knowledge, you see, the receiving blessing of those hundreds of Buddhas, appears hundreds of different Pure Land Buddha to that Bodhisattva, you see, which is the first Bhumi, and then able to shake the hundreds of different world able to shake. I think it's just part of qualities, you know, the showing power. And then abide in those world, you see, about 100 eons, and able to see 100 eons past 100 eons of life. You can see, you can remember, and you can see our 100 eons of future life, future, see, future, you can see yours, I think others. Not only seeing yours, but you can see others. Hundreds, you see, of eons of past life, and then future, see. able to see with wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. So able to see the phenomena, see that with a direct perception, see. Yes, the emptiness, the ultimate reality of the phenomena. But I think it can be also can be also conventional truth. I'm not 100% sure. So, then able to ripen hundreds of different sentient beings, able to ripen their mind in the Dharma, you see, and bring the path. Then able to manifest hundreds of different bodies. Then around your body, then there are hundreds of bodhisattvas around you. So there's 11 things that bodhisattva who achieved the first bhumi. But then the second, bodhisattva who achieved second bhumi, then the 11 things, the 11 things we can do, but each one is 100 times. Now here, who achieved the second bhumi, can do 1,000 times. So it means can go in 1,000, the Pure Land of Buddha, you see, you can go, and you see, 1,000 Buddhas, you see, able to see, receive blessing, you know. Then 1,000 different meditations you can do at the same time, and then 1,000 different teachings you're able to give to others, 1,000 of sentient beings able to ripen mind at the same time, you see, and able to manifest 1,000 times the body to others. So again, 1,000 bodhisattvas around, you see. And so, if, you know, so that the quality is much more extensive. Then the third bhumi, you see, the then 100,000 times. So the bodhisattva who achieved the third bhumi. So now here, much more, the capacity is much more, 100,000 times. So able to see 100,000 Buddha, able to go to 100,000, you see, the Pure Land Buddha. So everything like this. that able to give 1,000 different teachings to Sintim, able to write at the same time 1,000 Sintim's mind. So all that. So unbelievable benefit what you can do when you become Siddhi. Buddhasapa, the third Bhumi, then who has the third Bhumi? The fourth Bhumi, Buddhasapa, who is the fourth Bhumi, then see, ten million like that. Ten million, you see, Chawa, 10 million, everything is 10 million, but not just 10 million, but Chawa Ja, 100 times 10 million, you know, Buddha, you are able to see. That means people are able to go, you know, and make offerings, procession to those Buddhas. So we are able to manifest that many, you know, 100 times of 10 million Buddhas, 100 times of 10 million bodies you are able to manifest, and that many Sintim you are able to ripen, so all that, you see. Then the 50 Bhumi, then able to say, 1,000 times 10 million Buddhas able to see, and 1,000 times 10 million Buddhas pure land you are able to go, so everything like that. So able to give 1,000 times 10 million different teachings, give sentient being, ripened 1,000 times 10 million sentient being mind, and manifest your body 1,000 times 10 million for, you know, to benefit sentient beings. So then Bodhisattva, the Aya Bodhisattva will reach six Bhumi, then you are able to, all these qualities, you see, increase 100,000 times of 10 million. Chava Bhum, 100,000 times 10 million, you see. So that many times pure land, then you are able to see Buddha, then you are able to give different teachings that many times, manifest the body that many times, so forth, you see. So 100,000 times of 10 million. You see, everything. So now the Bodhisattva, I Bodhisattva sent Bhumi, then who achieved the same way. Chawa Taktik Bhumta. Chawa Taktik. Taktik Bhumta. So, so like this. Tactic is, I think, 100 billion, I think. So this, you know, 100 million, 10 times 100. So if it 10 times 100 million is one terabum. 10 terabum is a great terabum. Okay, now 10 great terabum is a one tactic. So how much is it? Yeah, 100 billion, I think. 100 billion. So then the 10 tactic is called a great tactic. So then 10 great tactic is the one called Rabdam. So that's... So here now, 7 Bhumi, Bodhisattva, who achieves 7 Bhumi. So that means when we become that, when we achieve that level, then we see we are able to say, Chava Taktik Bhumta. So, you see, the, say, able to see Buddha, say, all the good pure land, you see, able to rebuild different Dharma, able to do also concentration, different concentration, you see. Manifest, you know, so how many? So how many is it? So 10 million. It doesn't stop there. 10 million. But 10 million. 10 million. You see, like that. How many times? 100 billion. Now it doesn't stop there. 100 billion like that. 100,000. So that many. You see, even before becoming enlightened. You know, even before becoming enlightened, with during Buddhist time, how much you are able to benefit with sentient beings. It's just amazing. So it's is beyond what we can, beyond our imagination, you see. You know, so that's why we need to, meditate on path. You see, the whole thing, that we need to meditate on Lamrim, the three principles, the basis, you know, renunciation, bodhicitta, right? Bodhicitta, then you enter my path. So then you can get these opportunities. So, you see, so now here you can see, when you go through these qualities, you know, there's unbelievable things what you can do, how sentient beings, so many sentient beings, the more you develop height, realization, capacity, unbelievable what you can benefit sentient beings, you know, so many sentient beings, unbelievable, unbelievable. So, so therefore now, we don't maintain a path. You have all the opportunity to maintain a path to accomplish this. You have at least to leave positive imprint as much as possible, plant seed. Then, you say, next life, or next. So anyway, sooner or later to have these realizations. You see, you make preparation as much as possible this life. You know, read Dharma texts, those. Read, study, learn, meditate, you know. You can learn. can learn the whole path, you see. Those philosophies, actions, teachings, learn. But your practice starts from beginning. You see, Lamrim, you know, the renunciation to this life. Guru devotion, renounce this life, next life. Then bodhicitta, you see, start from there. But study as excellent as possible. You see, keep positive imprint to have those paths. So you see, now here, then you can see, so therefore here now, see how so important studying Dharma, you know, see, if you want to help others, you know, how it's so essential to learn Dharma as extensive as possible, see, to, even you, see, of course, this part right now, that you reach those levels now, practice and then benefit, that is it. But you have to start from the beginning. You see, step by step, you see, practice. So, then, now here you can see, same time, purpose of center, purpose of meditation center, where you learn all these philosophical teachings, where you learn Lamrim. Now here becomes unbelievably important. Unbelievably important. See, that you can offer benefit like sky, like ocean, see, depthless, to sentient beings. Can you imagine? More higher realization without effort. I mean, less effort. Unbelievable benefit you can offer sentient beings. So it's silly. So it's totally foolish. So, like Bodhicitta, the Vaishnava says, So, word. So what he's saying is that by opportunity, so by luck, you know, by see a miracle that this time received this precious human body. You see, you got it, not precious human body. Precious human body, you see. And met Dharma, met her found virtuous friend, showing the whole path to liberation, enlightenment. See, by luck, happened. If you don't, after, you know, having said all this, then if you don't, if one doesn't train one's mind in virtue, if I didn't train my mind in virtue, Dile mumba sinju dile lumba sinju maybe the last one I don't so if one doesn't train one's mind to virtue means in the path you see call it virtue you know call it see the merit of wisdom merit of virtue you can think that also means the you know, training mind the path. Part of his virtue. Then he's saying, if one doesn't do that, then there's no other more ignorant than this. In the life, there's no more ignorant than this. You see? In the world, you know, in the whole existence, there's no more ignorant than this. You have everything opportunity, but you don't do. So you don't practice. Tele mongwa sinjiwa, tele. Maybe next one is say, more, there's no more foolish, but I'm not trying to remember 100% this one. I think my person is there. There's no other in the world, in the existence, there's no more foolish than this. You see, like that. You see, all this incredible work benefit to others, and you help yourself and benefit, especially benefiting so many things, more, deeper and deeper. You know? What you can do, you develop this mind, you know, which is all the potential. So there's no more crazy than this. In the world, in the existence, there's no more crazy than this. There's no more deceiving, cheating yourself than this. There's no more cheating. There's no more deceiving than this. Deceiving yourself, see, more. There's no greater deceiving than this in the world. So you see, when the people playing, when they play football, you know, when they ever put the ball in the goal, you see, when they ever throw the goal in the what do you call this one? Sam, you ever put in this net, or you ever throw? There, you see, in this, inside, other way, you know. So, once you able to throw the ball there, you see the half people. Wow. Sometimes I can't, you know, it's static, but in the expression body, I can't differentiate suffering or difficult in the expression body. It's so intensive like this. So I can't tell that the happiness or suffering. So intense, you see. Yeah. And hitting each other, you know. Yeah. So anyway. Goes with it like this, you know. Forget the whole world. that, anyway, so ecstatic, you see. So this is what we should have every day in our life. You know, ecstatic like that. That's what we should have. This is what we should have, should feel like that. And every day, every hour, every minute, you see, we should feel like that. Because having received precious human body, not just precious human body,